Let's go to Aaron out of New York. Aaron, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well, Aaron. How are you?
Great, great, great. I've spoken to you a few days ago, and my fiance, she just called me yesterday and spoke with you as well. But I remember.
That's the one that wanted to move to Florida, but you don't want to go, right? I remember that.
So I did the silent prayer. I'm staying in my apartment. She's gone to Florida. And the thing is, like, we're not going to be having sex until we get married.
Right on.
Yeah, so we came to an agreement, and she's willing to, you know, move forward. And she said she's going to do the silent prayer as well. And we're going to just work on those terms and conditions in which we can establish a better communication with each other so that this way we can build our family so that this way I'm not either or.
So do you still plan, Aaron, do you still plan to marry her?
Yes, Jesse, I plan on marrying her. Yes.
Why would you marry a woman that is already showing that she's not going to obey you?
Because Jesse, you told me that, you know, we got to get married first before having sex again. But you told me also if we weren't married, you know, she's not going to listen to me.
But if you have a child with her already, right?
Yes.
Well, the best thing for the father and the mother to be together, and you say that she's not going to do that, she's going to move away. Is she taking the child with her or is the child staying with you?
Well, the child is with me.
And so the child is not moving to Florida?
She wants to take him with her.
Are you going
to let him go with her?
Are you going to let her take your child? How old is the child?
He's 2 years old now.
Is a boy? Is a boy?
Yeah, he's a boy, yeah.
And are you going to let her take your son to Florida away from the father?
No.
Why not?
I've been listening to a lot of your shows. I'm not going to let her do that.
So. Why you're not?
Because I'm the man in the relationship, and I want, like you told me, you know, have to show my son certain things rather than tell him.
But you have to be right, though. You just can't be a man. You got to be a right man, being guided by God, not by me or anyone else.
Yes, this is true.
Why does your girlfriend or your fiance, why does she want to go to Florida and live?
Because she says New York is too saturated. She's tired of New York, and she likes the heat. She loves Florida, you know, and something in which she wanted to do for a while. And
what city in Florida? What part of Florida?
She wants to live in Orlando.
Oh, okay, and you don't want to move to Florida? Why not?
Because I don't like the heat. I love New York, and like I spoke to you before, I love L.A. I'm from. You know, that's where I'm originally from as well.
Okay.
And I love the city life. I don't really like Florida. I don't like certain states. You know, it's not New York or L.A.
And so you're engaged to her. What does it feel like knowing that she is not obeying you at this point? Why do you think she will obey you later?
Well, I know due to the fact we have, you know, agreements and disagreements. And to answer your question, I feel that she will obey me and listen to me.
Why do you feel that way when she's demonstrating that she's not?
Because she's listened to me before.
But she's not listening to you now.
And the reason for that is because she wants to go to Florida to get, you know, the heat. And enjoy.
So does she love the heat? Does she love the heat more than she loves you?
It apparently, it looks like she loves the weather more than she loves me overall. Like, you know, when it's because as you know, in New York it snows, it's cold, you know, and stuff like that. As of right now, it's not cold.
How old are you, Aaron? How old are you?
33.
Okay, and so about the sun. Will the son go with the mother or stay with the father?
The son's going to stay with me.
And why? How do you know that?
I don't know that, to answer your question. I don't know, because if she decides to say, "Hey, I want my son to come with me," I don't want to, you know, argue with her. And if he goes with her, I'm going to be forced to say, "Hey, I'm going to leave my apartment and come with you."
Oh, if she takes the son with her, you going to go too?
Yeah, I don't want my son to just be with her alone. I want to be there for my son, you know, and I don't want to be a distance, you know. I, we are not having sex. You know, like I said, I did the silent prayer. She's in accordance and agreement with it, and she wants to do it as well. And, you know, I'm doing everything I need to do so that I can not only be a father for my son, but, you know, a role model in the right way. So this is why, you know, I found God. You know, I'm doing my prayers and everything that I need to do so that this way it can all fall into the right place, you know, in which it needs to.
When you, and I'm not telling you to stay or to go. I'm not. I want you to make your own decision because I'm not there, so I don't know. Mm-hmm. And it's for you to make your own decision. But if she can control you with the son by making you go to Florida by taking the son, will she not control you in other ways by using the son?
She can't.
What?
She can't control me in other ways because I'm not that much of a beta.
I know, but if she makes you move to Florida by taking the son anyway, once you move to Florida, if she decides she want to do something else and you say no to it, can she use the son to control you?
No. No, because what I would do, I would take my son back to New York with me.
But how do you know you'll be able to take him back to New York? You can't keep him in New York now.
That's a good question. That's something I really have to think about a little bit. I really have to think about that a little bit more because I'm actually mapping out a plan, you know, on how I want to do this. So pretty much everything you just said, I thought about. So if I was to move to Florida with her, on how I would do it, like come back to New York with him and make her follow me. You know, I thought about stuff like that, but I haven't really came to a conclusion on how I would do it.
It's sad to hear this, man, because in reality, because you are the man and you're supposed to be an example of God, you made a baby out of wedlock, you live with this woman, but because you're not married to her, you don't have, the courts are not going to support you in custody or anything concerning your son. You don't have.
Yeah, I remember you told me this. Yeah.
Is his name, last name, in your name?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's good. That may help. But you are a good reason why men should not be making babies out of wedlock, because you do not have any control over your kids. When the woman get mad or decides she want to do something, there's nothing you can do about it, in all honesty.
And a lot of guys, they don't learn from, you know, my experiences. Like, I told my friend not to have a child out of wedlock, and he did his own thing anyway, you know, and he's in a jam now because the lady, she wants to put him in child support, and he's in a bigger situation, you know, that more than he would even expect, because he was like, "Oh, she looks pretty, you know, she looks good." And he got caught up with her physical appearance, and now he's all caught up, he's stuck, you know, and she kicked him out, so he's on the street now. He has no place to go, and he wants to live with me. And I said,
amazing. Well, one thing that men and women should know is that when men and women get together and start having sex and living together and doing these things without being married, there's no trust. A man can't trust a woman, and a woman can't trust a man, because they're doing it in a fallen state. And as soon as one gets angry at the other, they're going to turn on one another. It's hard enough being married and not being right for it to work. It's definitely, it's not going to work when you're out of wedlock doing these things.
There's also a friend that I have. He's 45 years old. He has a wife with 3 kids, but he cheats on his wife.
Yeah. So he's just setting up a great fall for himself and his children. It's not going to work out well when men cheat.
Yeah. And I digress. Before I get off, I'm going to conclude our conversation shortly.
Come back to the phone.
I wanted to, do you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, so I digressed, and I wanted to conclude our conversation by saying, you should interview Charlemagne the God. He's on Power 105.1.
I know who he is.
Radio station.
Didn't you mention him before?
No, I've never mentioned him before.
Oh, why should I interview him?
Because Charlemagne the God, he likes to ask questions, and I think an interview between the both of you would be very great because he touches a lot of topics on race, gender, and a lot of the topics and discussions that you have and you put out there, I think he would either choose to agree or disagree. But it would be a very great interview
with
you guys. You know,
all right, we'll look into that, man. We'll definitely look into it.
One more thing about the wall. When they build the wall, you said the wall is going up. When they build the wall, don't you think the Mexicans can get underneath and build?
Where in the world, where you get that information from? Why are you people coming up with that dumb? That's dumbness to even think that way. You don't think that they build the wall, they're going to build it in a way where the Mexicans can't go under or over? I mean, common sense dictate that. You're listening to the lying children of the lie, and you're just repeating them. When you build a wall, you know, I built had a brand new fence built around my home, right? It's hot, tall enough and low enough. Can't nobody go under or over. Why would you naturally... What would make you think the wall is not going to go deep enough?
Amazing, Jesse. Wow.
You don't know that the president know that the wall needs to go deeper and higher so that the person can't go under? That's just common sense.
He's a great president. He knows exactly what he's doing.
Right. So why are you asking a crazy question like that?
Well, because I've seen El Chapo, you know, do certain things, and, you know, Mexicans are very good with construction.
I know, but that was a two-hour wall. The reason that guy was doing what he did, because there were no walls. It wasn't done right. Men should not think like these people, these liberal women think.
Yes.
So let me just say this. I'm not in New York. I'm not there in your home. I don't know all the situations that's going on. So, but you and your fiance need to come to common sense so that common sense can guide you in the right thing to do. Otherwise, it's not going to work out well either way.
Yes, absolutely. I agree.
And just because you made a mistake in a fallen state, you made a mistake. That's no reason to stay that way. And that's not a reason to continue to make mistakes. You can do it right. Once you realize you've done it wrong and let it go, God will show you how to do it right, man.
Yes, absolutely, Jesse. That's true.
And so you and your fiance, because she called, I got the impression that, unless I'm wrong, she may want to do it the right way. So it sounds like she might want to. So you guys need to work it out, especially since there's a child involved. Otherwise, his life would be worse than you guys, your life.
Yes, absolutely. And I agree with that 100%. Yeah. Like I told you, I found my father, you know, so I'm on the right track. And, you know, I want this to be done the right way, you know.
Well, make sure the two of you sit down and try to work it out and do what's best. Not what feel good, not what look good, but what is right. Both of you try to do the right thing. It'll work out.
Yes. All right, Jesse. Thank you.
All right, Aaron. Let me know how it goes.
All right.
All right, buddy. Bye. Amazing.